State officials are encouraging fireworks safety this holiday weekend. It's better to join your community and leave the fireworks displays up to the professionals. But if you must do it yourself, state officials are encouraging you to keep safety a priority. Brianna Kopp with the State Health Department says even seemingly innocent sparklers can injure a child.
Younger children can get very excited and curious around fireworks, and they often lack the coordination that is needed to handle fireworks safely.
Sparklers burn at temperatures of 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's hot enough to cause third-degree burns. For other types of flame-throwing noisemakers, Kopp says, read instructions and warnings, and don't allow children to ignite the fireworks, and keep the kids at a safe distance, away from any potential danger.
There are many injuries that occur each year. About half of these injuries occur in children under 15 years of age, and the most common injuries are burns to hands, legs, arms, and also damage to the eyes.
Or even hearing loss. Injuries, she says, that could have been prevented. Kopp suggests you keep a bucket of water or a hose handy just in case of a malfunction or a fire. And if fireworks fizzle, douse them with water and don't attempt to relight them. According to health officials, in 2008, 13 Wisconsin residents were hospitalized and 82 visited emergency departments due to firework-related injuries. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.